Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. All right, so it's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and I say this every time, and I'm going to say it again. Laguna Beach Live goes from strength to absolute strength. What a great organisation they are in this town. We're proud to have them. They bring some brilliant music to the people here at very relatively low prices in beautiful surroundings, beautiful venues. And on the 31st here, Wednesday the 31st of August, we're going to have Dave Damiani is going to be back. This time at the Rose Garden, a Hotel Laguna. Information about that is at lagunabeachlive.org. And Dave's on the phone with me right now. Hello, Dave.
How you doing, Jason? Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, yeah, isn't it great to talk to you? I'm glad you're coming back. You must have done a good job last time.
Yeah, I think so. We did a really good job, and we're excited, man. I heard this new venue is just amazing.
It's beautiful, and it sounds great because it's kind of enclosed. Last time you played was at the Ranch, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was at the Ranch.
Yeah, and it's another beautiful venue, but it's wide open. You're in a canyon. This one is it's smaller, and it's literally a rose garden. It's very beautiful. The sound just stays in there, and I think you're going to enjoy it a lot.
Well, we're excited about it, and I'm glad Bijan and Laguna Beach Live is bringing us back. I mean, they're doing such a great job with that series.
Yeah, now you've got a slightly different show this time, right?
Yeah, this time, last time we were there, we had a 10-piece band with six horns. We had three saxophones, two trumpets, and a trombone. And the basis of those bands have always been my quartet, which is me, Alex Frank on bass, musical director, and then Gary Matsumoto on piano, and Aaron McClendon on drums. And the four of us have been thicker than thieves, man. We're just hanging out all the time. We dress in the exact matching suits. We got about five or six matching suits, ties, pocket squares, all kind of young guys. And we're just bringing our fresh arrangements of the American Songbook. And we've been playing all over the country with this quartet, and we're so excited. No music on stage, everything memorized. Everybody, it's a real professional show, and we're just so excited to bring it to Laguna.
Well, the last show was as you say, was sort of the core quartet and yourself, of course. And then you had a brass section, and Bijan organized a load of that stuff. I know, but it was still very energetic. You know, sometimes the standards get to be just that, standard. And you guys are not doing it. You're bringing it, a bit of energy to those things. And I always say to people, you've got to remember that when those songs were first written, when Sinatra was singing those songs and all the great singers, Ella and everybody, they were young and the bands were young. And those drummers were on fire, you know.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that I've noticed that, you know, I mean, especially like a lot of these radio stations, like we're played a lot on terrestrial radio, but we're also played a lot on XM 71, Seriously Sinatra, and we've been getting a lot of play because we're younger, like fresher version, and you know there are a lot of old people playing this music, but there's a lot of young people that are starting to really get involved in this music too. Maybe it's because of the postmodern jukebox phenomenon. I don't know what it is, but we've been really getting a lot of calls and been offered a lot of great concert dates because of I guess our fresh look on it.
Yeah, I think that's true, but it's still hard for jazz players to get a gig that pays anything like decent money. You know, I know a lot of players that are constantly wonderful players that complain a lot that it's hard to just get your foot on the first rung of that ladder.
That, and also I realized too a certain amount of accessibility. We made some really cool. We've written a few original songs. We've made a parody of the Tender Trap. And we called it the Tinder app, and we did a silly video on YouTube that got a bunch of hits. And, you know, we're trying to, like, make it accessible, make it creative, and make it entertaining for the musicians, but also for the person who just really doesn't know much about the Great American Songbook or doesn't know much about this music, so they can just, you know, listen to it and get it immediately. It shouldn't be rocket science.
It says on the blurb here that you bend the standard.
We bend the standard. We take the standards. We take the American Songbook. We put our spin on it. We find something familiar, like a bass line or something really clever that we come up with for the arrangement, and we do our own take on it. Because why do it? We just got a great write-up in Vegas Buzz. We just performed at the Smith Center in Las Vegas last Thursday with Renee Olstead.
Wow, wow. And, yeah.
Yeah, and we did a fantastic job on a Thursday night, pretty much sold it out, and they're going to have us back, I think, once a month with guest artists starting next year. And we might even be part of a live radio broadcast called Bending the Standard. And each week we're going to, each month we'll bring on a different guest and do different interpretations of the standards. But, you know, I've heard people do this in the past where it gets almost like ridiculous. It's too creative and it's almost like inaccessible. Yeah. We're trying to bridge the gap from the baby boomers and the people who are still listening to this music in its original form, and then the 25 to 55 year old millennials or whatever we call that demographic, where they can listen to this music and become introduced to it and say, oh my God, I think I heard this song before, but what clever lyrics and what a great melody and what a great, because the songs do speak for themselves. You said that and it's true.
Well, man, you're bringing it, and we're very excited to have you back for Jazz Wednesdays on August 31st at the Rose Garden. Again, contact Laguna Beach Live for tickets, because the thing has sold out, but you just never know. And it's all to be found at davedamiani.com.
DaveDamiani.com.
Brilliant. Dave, thanks a lot for talking to me again, man. I'm excited for the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, anytime, sir.
Thanks again.
Cheers.
All right, take care.
I want to live life to discover something new, something I would normally do, abnormally fun, abnormally new. I want to be with you in a different place and time, with a feeling warm and divine. Let's go on a trip, surprises we'll find. Let's disconnect and unwind. I feel so inclined to open up your mind. Sneak off and get away. Find a secret hideaway. Tell me why it took so long to try something different, to feel alive. Well, here is a clue to change my point of view. I want to live life to discover something new. Surprises we'll find. Let's disconnect and unwind. I feel so inclined to open up your mind. Sneak up and get away. Find a secret hideaway. Tell me why. Feel alive.